Good morning and happy Independence Day, because in Christ we have true freedom. The devotional for today, July 4th, is titled, Christ is for the World. And the scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and I'll be reading from the Amplified Classic. And it reads, Jesus approached and, breaking the silence, said to them, All authority, all power of rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go then and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all the days, perpetually, uniformly, and on every occasion, to the very close and consummation of the age. Amen, so let it be. Everything would be ruined if one were to try to reserve Christ for the church. Christ died for the world. And that is a quote from Ethics. And the devotion reads, If Christ is for the world and not simply for the church, then we can expect to find him already active and present in the world. The church so often ties itself in knots trying to find appropriate ways to bring Christ to the world, when in fact it should work where Christ is already present. His presence may be in new social movements, youth idealism, political crises, personal grief, economic difficulty, or new movements of hope or peace. Christ's presence in these events is always hidden. The task of the church is to proclaim Christ openly so that women and men may believe in him as the Son of God, the Savior, and the Lord of all history. Thought. We may wish to bring Christ to someone, but usually he is already there, for Christ is the one who goes before us. Prayer thought. Forgive our silence, Father, and store our hearts to boldly proclaim your love with your truth, your love and truth. Help us to follow where you lead, knowing you are always with us. Amen. Jesus' final words in Matthew 28, 18 through 20 are not a polite suggestion. They are a command spoken with all the authority of heaven and earth. Yet despite that clear call to go make disciples, teach, baptize, and proclaim, many churches are still too silent, hesitant, or inward focused. The question we must ask is why? Well, one reason might be, we've confused comfort with calling. One of the most difficult truths to face is that many churches today are more concerned with preserving comfort than pursuing calling. We've settled into our Sunday routines, our familiar workshop songs, our predictable programs, and somewhere along the way, we've lost the urgency of the gospel. Yes, I know we've discussed these things before, but we're going to go over again to be reminded. The church was never meant to be a spiritual shelter from the world, but rather a launch pad into it. Jesus said, go, not stay. He didn't say protect your culture, but make disciples of all nations. Yet we often act as if the church exists to serve us instead of understanding that we exist to serve Christ in the world. Luke 9 and 23 says, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. And we've talked about that as well. Discipleship was never supposed to be safe. It was supposed to be sacrificial. At times, we fail to earnestly look for Jesus outside the stained glass windows of the church. But he's in the hospitals, in the streets, in shelters, in refugee camps, in cultural movements, in broken homes, in courtrooms, on social media feeds, where people cry out for justice, meaning, or hope. Christ is already there, present, active, and moving. But the church fails to recognize him, much like the disciples on Emmaus Road in Luke 24, 13 through 35, who walked with Jesus but did not recognize him until he broke bread with them. Likewise, many churches are so focused on preserving their vision of Jesus that they miss him in the unfamiliar, in the hurting, in the messing, in the uncomfortable places of the world. Another reason might be that fear has replaced faith. Many churches remain silent because of fear of offending, fear of rejection, fear of saying the wrong thing, fear of persecution. In a culture that increasingly skeptical of religion, it's easier to play the safe role. But Jesus said, all authority has been given to me. If we truly believe that what we do, if we truly believe that, what do we have to fear? We are not proclaiming our opinions. We are proclaiming the risen Lord of all creation. And he promised, I am with you always. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. The world is loud, but instead of raising our voices with clarity and conviction, too many churches have become echoes of culture or gone quiet altogether. Another reason, we're more focused on being accepted than being faithful. There's a subtle temptation for churches today to blend in rather than to stand out. It seems to be as relevant. Many have watered down the gospel or replaced it with self-help, social niceties, or spiritual entertainment. But Jesus didn't call us to be popular. He called us to be faithful. Galatians 1:10, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Am I trying to please people? If I was still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. The truth of the gospel is powerful, but it is also confrontational. It calls people to repentance, surrender, and transformation. That message will never be universally liked, but it will always be eternally needed. When our hearts are truly on fire for Jesus, we can't help but speak of him. We don't need to be trained or persuaded. We are compelled. But when our love grows cold, our witness grows silent. Revelation 2:4, yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Jesus didn't commission a church full of professionals. He sent out ordinary people who had seen the risen Christ and could not keep it to themselves. Where love burns hot, evangelism is natural. Jesus is not waiting for the church to catch up. He's already at work. The question is, will we join him? Let us pray.
Father God, Lord, we thank you for this day, God. Thank you for your word. Thank you, God, for having us to be your followers, your true disciples, to walk this earth, God, as Jesus did, to commission your word to others. God, I thank you that we will continue to evangelize, to witness, to proclaim your word, to show people in this earth, God, on this earth, God, about your love, about your compassion, about winning their hearts over to you, God. God, because we are truly on fire for you. We have to do what it takes to win souls. We're not going to beat them up with the word, but we're going to tell them about the word, God. And God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for always walking with us, always talking with us. Because you have given us authority on this earth to make disciples of men, teaching the new disciples to walk in your word, God, to always show love. And God, thank you for our faithfulness and obedience to you, because that what keeps us on the path, on your path, not our, but your path, God. Thank you for having us always to obey your commandments, always walking on the straight and narrow. God, I thank you that we'll continue to tell others about the goodness of you. God, I thank you for blessing us throughout this day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Let us take the next 30 seconds to hear from the Lord on what to pray and how to pray. Almighty God, wonderful Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you so much for this devotional this morning, Father, because once again, we are reminded of our call to duty to evangelize. You are coming back for your bride, Jesus, the church, and we need to be prepared. We need to be in a position, Lord God, that will glorify you, that will be ready. Father, we thank you because this devotional this morning reminds us we don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be concerned with being comfortable. We don't need to be hesitant. We don't need to be focused on worldly things like being accepted. All of the things that the world is concerned with, you have reminded us this morning, we are in the world but not of the world, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds and do what you said. You said go. You are Almighty God. When you command us to do something, we need not be worried about all these other issues that we do and concern ourselves with. Father God, as your daughter has reminded me this week, when those of us that know your word, know righteousness, know the truth, are silent, evil prevails. We have been silent. We have been passive for way too long, Father God, and it shows. We know your word tells us this is a sign of the times. But, Father, we pray that we still do our part, that we stop being so hesitant, that we stop being so fearful, that we stop being so reluctant, that we stop being so timid, and all of these things that you never gave us the spirit to do, but instead that we are reminded of your word that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Father God, reignite, hallelujah, revive us to continue to do. And those of us where the fire has gone cold, Lord, reignite it so that we are on fire for you, so that we will talk about you to everyone, just like we can talk about a good game or a good event or a good vacation or a good recipe. Father God, let us talk about you even the more, first and foremost. Thank you, Father, for reminding us once again, as your children, our priorities as your church. Lord, we love you and we thank you for loving us unconditionally. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
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 Ooh,
amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh,
what a spanking this morning.
Father, we come before you humbled by this lesson. As Miss Doree said, what a spanking. Because we've often acted as though we had to create the work and then call your presence into it. Forgive us for the pride that assumes that you were not already there. For not realizing that the reason that we wanted to create the work is because you were already there. Forgive us for the blindness that misses the quiet, hidden ways you are already moving in our communities, in the hurting, in the hopeful, and even in the upheavals of our world. We repent for our tendency to bring prepackaged answers, my God, instead of listening for the echoes of your voice in unexpected places. We repent for the fear that Sylvia has prayed about, that has made us cautious, where you have gone boldly before us. You are the God who moves beyond walls and traditions. You are the omnipresent God who is active in every situation and gives us a pathway to see you in grief and injustice when we or others have questions, and as vessels to promote change. You are present in this world before we ever speak your name. Father, we need to dedicate time. And we say it every morning, and it's true, to keep coming back into your presence until we can clearly discern you in the places we least expect to find you. Because we have a habit of judging. You are everywhere. Until you train our eyes to see where you are already at work, and then we join you in what you're doing, rather than simply inviting you to bless whatever it is that we're trying to do. Thank you for requiring us to humble ourselves enough to follow. Courageous enough to proclaim, and wise enough to wait on your timing. God, we will no longer simply represent the church, but we will reflect Christ himself. The one who is Lord of all, Redeemer of the broken, and the one who goes before us to pave the way for the steps that we would walk, for the work that we would do, to fulfill the vision that you have written. You are the answer, not our programs, you. Not our presence, yours. And that we would proclaim that, evangelizing as we go, not a special program needed, not a special ministry required, not a special group brought together, but as we walk, as we go to work, as we go to the grocery store, God, as we go to the doctor's office, that we can proclaim Jesus is Lord, the answer for every situation and every problem. That we would bring that understanding by the life that we live, not so much the words that we speak. God, we ask this prayer according to your will, and that you might be glorified. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Wow,
Lord. Father God, we praise you this morning, for you are the Lord God. You are strong and mighty. We praise you this morning, O God, for you are the Lord God. You are the mighty one in battle. We praise you this morning because you are King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the everlasting Savior of all. God, we praise you this morning because you are our joy. You are our hope for tomorrow, O God. We thank you this morning, God, for you have already paved the way. You have already paved the way. God, all we need to do is trust in you, obey your word, O God, your word of truth, because you said to trust in you with all our hearts, O God. God, we want to forever be filled with the presence of your word of truth. You are all understanding. You are wisdom. Oh, God, we want to tap into your wisdom, oh, God. Your wisdom give us strength, oh, God. God, we want to be totally immersed in your word as we go forth and teach the nations, oh, God. As we teach the ones that we meet, oh God, have you tried him? Do you know him? Do you know that Jesus is Lord? Do you know that he supplied all your needs? We want to speak Jesus to the nations, oh God. Come, taste, and see that the Lord is good. God, you understand all. All we need to do is live in you, trust in you, walk our journey in your truth. The battles are there, but we will shout in the victory, because the battle is not ours, oh God, it's yours, oh God. And all you ask to do is have faith in God. Have faith in God for your healings. Have faith in God for your disappointments. Have faith in God for your trials. Have faith in God and know without a shadow of a doubt he will bring you out. Amen.
Miss Lorice, will you pray?
Yes, God, yes, yes, yes. Sovereign potentate. It's simple, but it's so, so difficult. You are challenging us to just speak Jesus. Where we go, what we do, speak Jesus. Help us, Lord.
Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting, and it's really a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Come and carry.
Lord Jesus, forgive us, Lord, and open our hearts to the wideness of your mercy. Remind us that you came not just for the found, but for the lost. Not just for the righteous, but for the struggling, the questioning, the forgotten. You are the hope of every nation. Make us bold to follow you, beyond our buildings and beyond our comfort. Help us to see you, to see your image in the faces of strangers and to serve the world in the same love you have shown us. May your church reflect your heart, wide, welcoming, and willing to go wherever love is needed. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Ms. Amen. You can go ahead and close us out.
Okay. Almighty, wonderful Father, hallelujah to your name always, Father. We thank you for this time of devotion, reflection, prayer, worship, all about you, Father. We hear your reminder, and indeed, we do humbly repent, as our sister prayed earlier, for we find ourselves being described in the categories you gave us to expound on this morning. Thank you for your command, Father. Just as we expect our children and others to listen to what we ask them to do, you certainly, how much more, Almighty God, how much more shall we be obedient to your word? So, Father, we lift up the world to you this morning, especially world leaders. In countries, Father, there's conflict in just about every nation, and you know them all. But you are the God that resolves conflict. We pray, Lord God, that the leaders seek you. Bestow your wisdom upon them, Father. Order their steps for your will to be done so that the whole world can see that the government, all governments, are on your shoulders, Jesus, and your plan will come to pass, and all will know and see how almighty you are. Your word says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. So, Father, we place the leaders of all nations and all governments in your hands. Lord, we lift up our young people. We pray for them continuously, Lord God, for them to be enlightened by your word, for them not to be caught up in the world and the things around them, but, Father, that you use us as light to show them the way, that when we not miss an opportunity to embrace, to show love, to share your word as we were commanded to do and reminded to do this morning. We thank you, Father God, for your patience with us, your kindness, your grace, and your mercy. Father, we lift up the lost and the homeless indeed, that they be reminded you are the God of all comfort, the bereaved. You are with them. They are not forgotten. And in those times, Father God, that we may lose sight of where we are and what's going on, feeling overwhelmed, we are reminded by the power of your Holy Spirit. You are Abba Father. You know all things, and you are in control. So indeed, let us exercise our faith and our trust in you by being in our love for you, by being obedient to your word. Father, thank you for your grace and your mercy. And in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
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 Does anyone have anything they'd like to share? If somebody was getting ready to say something, so go ahead. I thought somebody was getting ready to say something. I just wanted to lift up every person that's on Medicaid. When I was reading it, the Lord said to me, Pam, do you trust me? Because this is a trust moment. We can't allow media, stressful energy. Oh my God, what am I going to do? Oh my God, what am I going to do? Did we trust them yesterday? When this wasn't in the news? So then, will we trust him today? We get the opportunity to say, as Sister Happy said on yesterday, though you slay me, yet will I trust you.
Yes,
so either we are or we not.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to just give God praise, Sister Happy, Miss Kat, and another young Miss Gladys came to the house on yesterday, and I told Sister Happy it was for her healing and mine, because I couldn't talk yesterday morning, and I'm talking today. And I was praying, and I said, God, am I going to be able to pray these prayers? Do I have the energy? Do I, you know, and again, God said, why do I keep reminding you, on your best day is me, on your worst day is me. It's never you. And so I am so grateful for them coming. I am so grateful for the Lord just moving and just being God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I probably should have waited till Sunday, but I just couldn't.
Thank you, God. Amen.
Does anyone have anything that they'd like to share before we go?
I would like to say I thank God for Sylvia's obedience to the voice of the Lord. Because I had prayed and asked the Lord about the Great Commission. And I remember Boxer asking us, and what are we fearing? And I said, rejection. He said, that's just acceptance. And I thank God for using Sylvia to help me understand what that acceptance is. And I'm just, and when I was preparing, trying to help Rosanna prepare for the devotion, God said, it's the questions. Why? What? When? And how? So, Sylvia, you got to do the what, when, and how of this. Thank God for using you, because you certainly did the why we ought to do it. And I praise God. Pour back into her, Father, all that she poured out this morning to us. Father, we hear you, and we will respond.
Amen. And maybe Sylvia doesn't need to do the next question. Maybe you need to do the next question, Miss Carolyn. And maybe Miss Annie needs to do the other question, as you guys were studying together. Sylvia did the question that God gave her. But if God gave you and Miss Annie questions, then maybe y'all need to do those questions.
You know, God knows everything.
And really, Miss Doris definitely, you know, shared the sentiment, because because God is spanking us in love. But saying to us, you say you love me, and you join me every morning, and you tell me how much you love me, and you tell me how much you want to do my will. It's time to get to it. These last lessons have just been saying to me, you know, I can't say what it's been saying to you, but these last lessons have been saying, it's time to get to it. And I thought about that. When we were, because my daughter said, well, did you know that they were coming? I said, not until 5:30 this morning. And I said, and that is what God was showing me. And I don't know, you know, how Miss Cat or how Sister Happy felt about it, but the time is now. We always talk about, well, I didn't have time to get that done, or I got this on my agenda, so I'm not going to be able to speak to this person today, or I'm on my way here, so I can't stop. But the reality is, if our time belongs to us, then fine, we get to choose. But if we belong to God, then our time belongs to God, and He gets to choose. And for me, like I said, I can only say what, you know, because God deals with me with the same temperament that I have. So He doesn't sugarcoat and pat me on my face. He just bring it straight to the core, hard, and I'm good with that. I don't want any cracks to squeeze through. So that's just me. Each person needs something different, and I praise God that He is able to minister to each person as they need. You know, but we have to understand the Great Commission. It didn't change. It didn't make an adjustment because you Church of God by faith, Church of God written in heaven, Baptist, Methodist, Episcopal. It didn't change.
No. Glory.
He said, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. Not all this extra stuff that y'all created to make your denomination seem great.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we miss God. Because we looking for him to be the way we think that he ought to be. We need to find him because he's omnipresent. He is in the midst of whatever is going on.
Right there before.
You're right about it, Miss Carolyn.
Yeah.
You know, we miss them because they're not the right color. They don't have on the right colors. They don't have on the right clothes. They hairdressed. It's funny. They got a tattoo. They got an earring in their nose. We miss him.
Yeah.
Because the boy got on all black and a skirt. We miss him.
I was going to say this on Sunday as a testimony, but I was in the store in Kansas yesterday, and I went to a funeral and went here and went there, but God told me how to do it, and I followed what he said to do after I left the church, and I end up in public, and I'm buying food, and I'm looking in my purse, and done dropped my money on the floor. And wasn't looking for the money, but I was looking for something else while the lady was ringing me up. And she was nice. The man in front of me, I started praying for him because he just stopped and wasn't doing nothing. She just standing there. She didn't know what to do either. So I just started praying for this man. And so finally he said, I'm going to pay you now. And he paid her. And after that, I stepped up there and I was looking in my purse and I dropped the money on the floor. Didn't know I had dropped the money. And it was a $100 bill to pay for the stuff that I had. And this man on the other aisle over there, with his, whoever he was, his girlfriend, or his, I think it was his wife. And anyway, so he saw the money on the floor, and he picked it up, and he stepped to me, and he said, "You dropped this right here. You dropped it on the floor." I said, "Oh my God, thank you so much." Mm. I said, "You don't understand that God that he is.
Yes.
I thank him for you, whatever it is that you need, that he going to supply your need. Because what you did, people just don't do that anymore. And I thank you." And he, God, be the glory for all of this. Mm. And he said, "You are welcome." And I said, "You have a great day."
Yes, ma'am.
I was pondering this, but the song that God gave me this morning, "The Lord Strong and Mighty."
Okay.
Can I just read some of the words? I'm not asking you to sing it.
Yeah, you can read some of the words.
The Lord our God is strong and mighty. The Lord our God is mighty in battle. Sound the alarm on the holy mountain. He's wonderful, powerful, mighty in his power. There is a battle against you and me, but not one that our eyes can see. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but power and principalities. But we must take up our spiritual weapons, and we must seek the refuge of God. For he is the strong and mighty tower. The devil is defeated today by his blood. I'm gonna stop there.
Amen.
Okay.
I have something to say.
Okay.
I don't even know what word. Fantastic, blessed. A praise report. Lord Jesus, thank you. Dr. Pam, is my boo online?
No, he's... Well, which boo are we talking about? Because you got a couple.
Didn't I tell you I can't remember them faces?
No, he's not online, but I will tell him that you asked for him.
Okay. If y'all don't know, I was flirting with one of Pam's son. I don't know which one. You know, my mind ain't expand enough to remember who I flirt with, so I just call him Boo. But anyway, I have a good praise report. I want to thank y'all for praying with me yesterday and giving me spiritual advice. It really helped me because it dwelled in my spirit the whole time I was going to Dr. Pam's house, and I had to keep asking God, let me receive what you got for me. Move me out the way. I prayed that. I kept praying that. And I thank God I got my deliverance. I got what I came for. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I can't wait to get to that cookout today. I called my niece and said, y'all gonna have crack? I thank all y'all. Oh, my goodness. Jesus, I can't, because I do miss my family. And that bitterness I had in my heart towards them, I really hadn't seen only one out of my whole family, only one person I've been seeing since December of my daughter's death. But the rest of them, I just had so much bitterness in my heart towards them. But I got my deliverance now. I'm going to be so happy to see my family today. God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, God.
The timing of God. The timing. Yes.
Today's devotional.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Kathy. Carolyn. Annie.
Earl.
Okay.
Doris.
Oh, that's awesome. So happy.
Okay, I'm just emotion. I've been emotional, and you guys haven't received a devotion since the 28th, I guess. And so I'm gonna send them all out from the 29th through the 4th. And I'll get them all sent out. You know, I went through that whole big old jibber jabber in fuzzy sickness brain. Well, should I do it? Should I do it all at once? And no, I'm just gonna send them every day. So that settles that. It's gonna be a big send today when I get them all loaded up and sent out, because it's important. And please, it's important that you download them if you want to keep them, because I only have so much space. And after about a couple of weeks, I delete the old ones to make room for the new ones.
Yeah.
And also, I wanted to know if there's anyone who wants to proctor what Miss Sylvia did, what Miss Danny does, what Miss Lula. If you want to proctor the prayer line, not facilitate it, because facilitate means that you're going to present the lesson. But if you just want to do the behind the scenes part, you know, the flowing of it, I guess, you know, if it was a church service, it would be an expediter. But because you're also doing technical stuff as well, I'm trying to find a word for it. So proctor probably isn't good either. But that's keeping the flow of the prayer line going. If that's something that you want to learn to do, I'm going to do a refresher for the ones that already, you know, do it. And so if that's something that you want to learn to do, then just send me a text to 904-830-0737. Send a text there, and I can make sure that I include you when I set the date to do the refresher. Miss Darla, I'm not gonna wait for you to send that to me. I am going to send one to you. She on the line. She not gonna say nothing, but she heard me.
Oh my God.
good. I love it.
So does anyone have anything else that they want to share? But understand the song that Miss Lula gave us words to, I want to read you the chorus. It says, so when I fight on my knees.
Mm.
With my hands lifted high. Because the battle belongs to you, God. And every fear I lay at your feet. I'll sing through the night because the battle belongs to God. See, if we're gonna bring Christ to the world, then we have to can't walk in fear. And
Amen.
Understand that the battle belongs to God. Stand still and see the salvation of God. But we need to be in that place where we can stand still and God can move.
Yeah.
If we still at home or in our churches, waiting on pastors to create a ministry. Then we don't see the move of God. If we find out there's a Bible study that we did a long time ago, where it says look for where God is at work and join him. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We ain't gotta create nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. So we just have to see where God is at work. And you know, a good way to find out where God is at work, when he points you, when you see something and it pricks you. And you say stuff like, I wonder why they not doing da-da-da-da-da. Or I wonder why this happened. Or I wonder did everybody see this the same way I saw it. There is a good place to start. Go to God. Did you show me this? What is it that you want me to do as a result of you making me mindful of this thing?
You're right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because you're at work. You need some hands. So, you know, just you know, we can stop doing like I used to do. I just want to know what God is for my life. We can stop asking that question.
You're cold for that.
And that the truth.
I must have said that to every pastor, every man. I just want to know what the will of God is for my life. it was so funny. God couldn't hardly sit on his throne because he was laughing so hard. So the reality. Here it is. Matthew 28:18-20. Here is the will of God for your life.
Yeah.
And whatever package he packaged you in whatever gifts, whatever talents, whatever job you have, go ye there. That's the will of God for your life. Okay, Miss Kathy, you can dismiss us. Oh, let's, Mr. Russell, you got something to say?
No.
Okay.
I think Miss Annie was still talking.
Oh, Miss Annie, were you still talking?
Yeah, she was still telling us a testimony.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Miss Annie.
Okay. Well, that was almost to the end of it, but it was just how God did that, and that blessed a lot of people because they was just listening, you know.
Yeah.
And so we have to just speak what God say to say, and he do the rest. And it was just a blessed day. Like you say, sometimes everything, you whatever God gonna let us have his way in us if we allow him to do that.
Yeah.
And we have to speak up, speak his word and his truth, and then he will do the rest. We don't know who that be helping, but God knows. So I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for everybody on this line. Thank God for you, Mr. Danny, too. Special to you, Mr. Danny, too. Everybody's special and good. But I thank God for what he's doing in your life, Mr. Danny. We
Amen.
All
do. Thank you.
And to God be the glory for everything and everyone. Amen.
Thank you for catching that, Sister Kathy. And Miss Annie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sending you a keyboard. I don't know if it's going to get there today or tomorrow or the next day, but I'm sending you a keyboard that has larger letters so you can see them better, okay?
Mm. Mm-mm. Don't Dr. Pat.
Okay, God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
We're not going to let anything stop you from the journey that you're on. Nothing. Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Nothing. So once you get that keyboard, you call me, and then we can set up some time for you to sit in front of your keyboard, and I put any desk on there so we can set up some time for us to do, you know, I'm not going to overwhelm you, maybe 10, 15 minutes of training, and we can go from there, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Pam. Thank you. God bless you.
We thank God.
Yeah.
We thank God. I told you last year. You stopped yourself because you had your own ideas about what you could and couldn't do.
Wow.
But God had a different plan.
Yeah.
And he is fulfilling that plan because you are willing to let him.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Kathy.
Oh, wait a minute. I think Elder Pat talking. Go ahead, Elder Pat.
I just want to say that thank God for all of your prayers. I haven't been singing too much here lately, but what a mighty God we serve, and we made it to our destination.
Amen.
All the rain and the traffic, and I'm praying for those others who are traveling as well. But what a mighty God we serve. And I thank God for Dr. Pam. I thank God for the prayer line. You know, I don't know if we really understand the death of what we're going through. And I mean that in a good way.
Yeah.
Because God is teaching us so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pray that we truly, truly take advantage. And I'm talking to myself as well. Take advantage of what we're learning, what we have learned. Because just like I said before, in the beginning of our lessons, Lord, what will we be like come the end of the year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we are learning, and we learn from Chambers, Oswald, and now Bonhoeffer. If we don't really take advantage of what we have learned,
mm-hmm.
we can't be just hearers. We have to be doers.
Doors.
And I just thank God for all of you. Just keep praying for me. Thank God for life. Thank you.
Amen.
And as we're doing this with this family reunion, I pray that we that God will use us mightily.
Absolutely.
Because we all have family members that need prayer.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. And just in case if nobody knows, Elder Pat was at her side of the family's family reunion, and now she's at Papa Earl's side of the family reunion. And I was praying for her, and we're praying for when it's time for them to return back to Miami, that they have safe travels. And just like she asked, that we pray for the other family members that are on their way to Orlando, and that they get there safe, and that the reunion is, you know, family reunion, you know how they do. But that we just pray for each person, and that God does open doors for her to minister. Even when she wasn't thinking of that, she was going to be ministering. And Papa Earl, that they would be able to minister. And they would be able to speak life and speak Jesus. So we just thank God for that. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
What a blessing.
Right. Elder Pat, give Keisha my love.
Amen.
Yeah,
Yes, she'll be here today, yes.
Right. I knew she would. I knew she would. Father God, we acknowledge that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the privilege of being called to make disciples. And we ask for your Holy Spirit to empower us to fulfill this great commission. We confess any fear, hesitation, or doubt that hinders us from sharing the gospel. Fill us with your boldness and courage to speak your truth to those around us. Grant us wisdom to teach and baptize, making disciples who will follow your command. We have to be intentional and determined, be encouraged on purpose, trusting and obeying God as we remain in this presence. To God be all the glory, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Have a good day, guys. Eat some barbecue for me, because our 4th of July meal is subs.
Okay. All right, whatever it is, that's what we all going to do.
But Sister Catherine, Kat brought me some potato salad. This potato salad is so good. Oh, my God.
I knew it.
And she was so sweet. She said, and I see where you left that $10 bill, Kat. I don't understand why you did that, but okay. But she said to me, she said, I know you don't feel good, so I'm gonna teach you how to make it another day. But I'm gonna make you some for your 4th of July, and she did. She brought it.
Wow.
That was so sweet, because her potato salad, when I tasted her potato salad, I was at church, and I was like, give me the recipe. She did give me the recipe, but mine didn't taste like hers. So so she must have left something out, Sister Happy.
did not tell you. A chef ain't going to reveal all it to you.
Well, I'm gonna watch her make it this time, and then I'm be writing notes down, so I can fix you. Because
when you write the notes down, don't let her get you and say, hey, hand me that spoon over there. Then she sneak her little secret recipe in there.
but there's a certain way when you watch people that are cooking that they don't think about. They don't think about that particular thing that they do that actually adds to the recipe. It's something that you write down.
Right.
Because they don't know how to say, turn the spoon a little bit to the right so that when you stir, there's a wave that happens and not just a circle. See, that wouldn't go in the recipe, but that's what they do.
Amen, Dr. Pam.
And so Dr. Pam, that's one thing I can say about Kat. She don't charge people. She will give the money back. She don't charge. She don't expect money neither. I've seen her get it back plenty of times.
Well, and it's funny because did you find the money I put in your purse?
For me?
Yep.
You put money in my purse? You tell me. When I was telling y'all, if y'all ain't going to take the money, pass it this way.
But I had already put it in your purse, because when I asked you, I said, that's your purse? And you thought I was wanting you to move it, so you moved it, but it was before I stuck that $10 bill in there.
Let me go find my purse.
Thank you.
Let me go find that purse.
Gas costs money. You know, they don't take I love Dr. Pam, coupons at the gas station.
Oh my God! Yeah, I got to go through that darn purse. No, I did not even know it. You know what? By me not knowing it, I'm gonna put it in church in the offering basket.
Amen.
I'm gonna put it in the offering basket.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys have a great 4th of July. I know Danielle told her dad. She said, could you just make one slab of ribs?
Oh, God.
that hell, and he gonna make one slab of ribs. All of that production that has to go into making ribs. Why would he just only make one? He had to go to the doctor yesterday, and he wasn't sure how he was gonna feel. So, but he's fine. He's fine. But I don't think it's gonna be the slab of ribs. And they don't taste the same when you put them in the oven.
No. Mm-mm.
So, you guys have a great rest of your day. I love you. I love you. I love you. And we will be on the prayer line in the morning. Yeah, Ms. Lucy, already go to work.
Amen.
Have a good one.
Best day ever.
Love y'all.
Stay safe.
Yes, love y'all. Love ya.